Okay, we're saying tzachot. When it comes to the laws of Kaddish, mitzvah Kaddish al Yain Adom, the minhag is to use red wine. The minhag of the Sfaradim, even if the white wine is better than the red wine, we use red wine. The minhag also is that we make Muripri Agefin even if the wine is Mevushal, which is okay. There's some Nishonim that say, you don't make a Berachah Mevushal. But our minhag is that we make on Mevushal as well. If a person has a difficult time drinking wine, he could take grape juice, even though the grape juice does not get him drunk. For sure, for ladies, it's advisable they should take grape juice. What should they get drunk for? And for sure, for the children as well. There's no mitzvah to give them wine. The whole mitzvah is to keep them up. And therefore, if they're going to drink wine, they're going to get sick. There's no mitzvah. Furthermore, you would say, Yedei Chova, even if the yain is mazik, the halakha says, even if the wine causes a person damage, Chas v'Shalom, it hurts him, or he hates wine, he should push himself to drink at least for the full kosot. But again, today that we have grape juice available, one can drink grape juice and he has no problem. If we're drinking the full kosot, no matter how he drinks, even with grape juice, Yavoli de Holi, God forbid he's going to get sick, or you pull the mishkav, he's going to have to be bedridden. He doesn't have to make the arba kosot. He kaddish ala pat. Let him make the kiddush on bread. Okay, we hope nobody has to get to that level over here. Kabeis sedaka shoskim mitzvot kimchad de pesha hayavim ledog gam arba kosot lesorach aniim b'leil pesach. It's obligated to not only give food to the aniim for pesach, we have to make sure to have enough wine for the arba kosot. Afal pi she'enu yodei lomar halel v'hagada. Even though the guy doesn't know how to read the Hallel, he doesn't know how to read the Haggadah, he still chayav to drink the full kosot. Even though he's not drinking it over the Haggadah, there's two separate mitzvot. There's a mitzvah to drink the kosot and there's a mitzvah to read the Haggadah. And there's a mitzvah to read to drink the kos over the Haggadah. However, if a person doesn't know how to read the Haggadah, don't say, okay, I'm not drinking the kos, I don't know how to drink the, I didn't read the Haggadah. Doesn't matter, he's tough to drink the kosot. Even if somebody just sat at the table and didn't read the Haggadah, he's tough to drink the kosot. Normally when a lady is nida, a lady nida is allowed to pour wine in front of her husband and give it to him. She can pour any other drink, but a lady that's nida cannot take the cup, take the wine, pour it and say, here, and put it in front. So what are you doing the night of Pesach? Let's say the ladies need da. How's she going to serve the wine? So the rabbi says, Mutar li isha nida, lemzog hayayin shelo bifnei ba'ala. Let her pour the wine, not in front of her husband, and then bring the cup already. The only time it's a suit is when she actually pours it and places it. But if she poured it in the kitchen, or she poured it on the side, and then she brought it, that is okay. But achen in rotsay shekashin nida, lemzog arba kasu ba'ala, no problem. They pour a couple of drops of water into the wine. That's called mizigah. Then we say b'alei yadeinu v'berchotecha. That's But the main thing is opinion to the sword. Is the main thing is the kiddush. The main thing is the kiddush to make the mizigah and the kiddush. The cost has to be the ve'ita log, which is 86 grams, which we'll see what that shi'ud is later. The chetahila, you're supposed to drink the whole kos. But the adar, if you drink the majority of the kos, it's okay. That's why you're supposed to try to get a kos that fits the amount. Because if you get a big cup, you have to drink the majority of that cup of chetahila. The guy has an 8-ounce cup. He has to drink now 4.5 ounces. He has to drink extra. So therefore, better to try to get a cup that is the best size. If a person has a big cup, it's the only cup he has, and he can't drink the rot, as long as he drinks the shi'ur of 3.2 ounces, with the abad, it's okay. But again, like we said, the best thing is to get a cup that is the closest to the shi'ur, not closest and below, closest and and above. Of course, you're not wine tasting. You shouldn't sip. Guy goes, ah, that's a good wine. You shouldn't do that. You're supposed to drink it. If you sipped it, it's okay. But b'di'avad, okay? Nachon is elishtot leviyit mikos hakiddush. Preferably the first cup, which is the kiddush cup, you should push yourself to drink the shiur of leviyit, because the law is in kiddush ela b'mkom se'uda, that when you make kiddush, you have to eat a significant amount. You're not eating till an hour later. So it could be there's a break between the kiddush and the se'udah. So they want you to drink leviyit from the first cup. Don't drink majority. Even though majority is okay with the avad, but you should push yourself at least for the first cup to drink a leviyit. Okay. It's a machloket if the kiddush of Yom Tov is min ha-Torah or from the Rabbanan. We hold that the kiddush on Yom Tov, that what? Can Adrama proskim she kiddush on Yom Tov min ha-Torah. Okay, so that's what you should tell everybody before you make the kiddush. We're fulfilling mitzvah from the Torah. Okay. No baruch hu baruch shemo, as we know. Now, like I tell you, it doesn't matter because there's always one guy that says baruch hu baruch shemo anyway. You make an announcement, Abotai, don't say baruch hu baruch shemo. Grandpa, you got it? No baruch hu baruch shemo. You got it? Okay, no baruch hu shemo. Baruch atah Adonai, baruch hu baruch shemo. Leave alone. B'di avar, if you say baruch hu baruch shemo, it yatsa. Doesn't ruin it. But look at the tahila, you shouldn't do it. Okay. If the Mekadesh is mumbling his words, if the Mekadesh is not saying the words properly, of course everybody should say it to themselves, as we know. Furthermore, if the one that's making the kiddush doesn't know that it has to be mutzi everybody, also you're not yotze. So better to make it yourself. Yetzei kiddush, the kiddush on the night of Pesach has 3 months, Brepriya Gefen, and then Asher Baharbaru, so the Kadesh Seve Zemani, and then Shehayanu. Those are the 3 berachot. You don't drink until you finish the Shehayanu. When you say the Shehayanu, like Rabbi Ben-Hasi told us yesterday, you have Kabbanah, not only for the Shehayanu of the Kiddush, but for the Matzah, for the Maror, and all the other mitzvot that you're having, for the Arba Kosot, all these other mitzvot that we're doing as well. The minhag of the Sephardim is Borepiri Agafen, Ashkenazim say Borepiri Agafen. Okay, the Temanim say Jafen. Yishtek Kosek Kiddush Beseba, you must lean. What happens if a person didn't lean? He has to drink again. What if he drank a second time and didn't lean? He has to drink again. What if he drank a third time and he didn't lean? He has to drink again. Until he blows up. That's halakha. There's nothing. If a guy drank without leaning, he's not. You'd say, ladies also obligated in the Kiddush. Just like the men, they have an older mitzvot as well of that.